John, you put Hampshire in. Turned out to be one of those long days in the field that bowlers and fielders don't particularly like.
Yeah, it was a long day. It was a tough day. Second half went a little bit better and we dragged ourselves back into it, maybe with a second new ball. A little bit more of an even contest by the end of it.
They've come up here, they've rejigged their batting order a little bit because they have been struggling for runs and they showed a lot of tenacity, didn't they, first up?
Yes, and to be honest, it's what we talked about before the game. They've been in a bit of a hole, but they're a side that fight really hard. I mean, at the end of last season, they were in a bit of a hole coming towards the end of the Championship season, but they managed to dig themselves out of that. And it's a bit of a character trait for Hampshire, I think, because you know they're going to scrap for everything.
I think the first innings at Hampshire last year was similar to this one, and Will Smith managed to hang around for quite a while and put some runs on. 160 run opening stand today is their highest of the season, though.
Is it? Well, we'll play Will Smith and Jimmy Adams. They play well. We could have bowled better with them, there's no doubt about it. There was enough movement early on to warrant that decision to bowl first. We probably didn't make as much use of it as we could have done. Bowl well in patches, but probably a little bit inconsistent at times.
Yeah, we could see the movement where we were. You certainly bowled tighter after lunch.
Yeah, after lunch was a slight improvement. Probably the period when McCarthy and Jennings got together, we probably had both ends bowling well and keeping it tight and applying pressure, and that's where we picked up a couple of wickets. So it was a case of bowling in partnerships being the key for us, and when we got that bit right, then we looked quite threatening.
The downside to all of this is Chris Rushworth, I think, bowled 5 overs in the afternoon spell and then had to go off. Is it a hamstring problem he has?
Yeah, a little bit of a tight hamstring. Bit early to say how bad that is. He could wake up tomorrow morning feeling pretty good, but chances are it's going to be sore again tomorrow, and he'll hopefully, if needs be, he'll have a scan.
As far as he's concerned, being off the pitch, that's more of a workload for the other bowlers, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Not ideal. And fortunately, Keaton did a good job. He hasn't bowled many overs with the red ball this year, but he's been in excellent form with the white ball. So we were confident that he could stand up and do a job for us. And he did okay. And Barry McCarthy there at the end, long spell to finish the day for him, but he did it really well.
I think this is Paul Coughlan's first game in the Championship this season. And you have to manage him carefully, don't you, after his back injuries last year?
Yeah, coming into the game, we knew his spells would probably be quite short. I think he's worked on sort of four-over spells mostly, maybe 1-5, I'm not sure. But it won't be any longer than that for this game. But he did well. His figures are good. Probably his figures flattered him a little bit. I've seen him have better rhythm. But rhythm's a bit elusive. Hopefully tomorrow he'll find a little bit more.
We had lots of messages from listeners wanting to know, could Ben Stokes bowl, but he can't, can he?
Not yet. He's getting closer. He's working every morning before the game, before the day's play, extending his run-up, just trying to just up the intensity a little bit more. There's an outside chance that by the end of this game he might find a spell, but I'd say it was looking like a long shot.
Have you been told by the ECB he can't bowl in this match?
No, we're just staying in contact with them every day, really. Nigel, our physio, staying in contact with their medical team. As I say, we assess it every day. He's trying to increase the intensity every day, and as long as there's no reaction, then he'll keep increasing, and we'll see where we are by about Tuesday.
And finally, from a player point of view, there were stories at the back end of last week that the Stoneman and Borthwick scenario, Surrey interested apparently, so Nottinghamshire, the 28-day issues have been handed out. What can you tell us from that? Because from what I gather, Durham have offered both new contracts.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I can tell you. We've offered them contracts. They're in their last year of their contract, so I mean that's the option for the 28-day kicks in at that stage. But you know, I'm pretty confident and optimistic that they'll be with us next year.
For those who don't understand how this works, it's fairly standard procedure, isn't it, for other clubs to get in touch when they know players are coming out of contract?
Yeah, I think when a player's in the last year of his contract, then another county can put in the request to speak to them, and then there's a 28-day window where we can either tie them up or they can see that window out, and then they're allowed to speak to other counties.
How many have come in so far, do you know?
I don't know the exact number, I'm afraid, no.